Thanks, guys. We are KX93.5, and we have the absolute honor and pleasure now to be joined by a volleyball Hall of Famer. Probably the most well-known volleyball player of all time is on Main Beach right now. Karch Karai, how are you, man?
I'm having a fantastic time kind of walking down Nostalgia Lane here at the Laguna Beach Open, and got to play volleyball in lots of places around the world, and this is the one of the most beautiful. And so I'm fortunate to live nearby in San Clemente and to see this beauty that Laguna has to offer.
Yeah, and your ties to Laguna go back pretty far. You played for high school at Santa Barbara, but you played against Laguna Beach frequently, and we were talking how you remember some dreaded matches here back in the day.
Absolutely. Laguna Beach High School had a fantastic boys volleyball team. We would play them in the playoffs a lot. San Clemente had a great team. So there was Newport Harbor, Corona Del Mar. There was a fierce rivalry as we got to be better. But my junior year, we came to play Laguna in the semis here, and they took us down and went on to win. So the next year, we got a little measure of revenge and played Laguna in the finals and won up at a, quote, neutral site up at Santa Barbara. But lots of great players back then, many of whom went on to play as great indoor and beach volleyball players. So got lots of fond memories of the strength of coastal areas up and down the coast in indoor and beach volleyball.
Now, are any of those players here today, anybody you remember still playing this tournament or at least you've mingled with while you've been in Laguna?
You know, one of the great players for Laguna High School, of course, was Dane Blanton, who went on to win a gold medal with Eric Fanoi Moana in the beach volleyball Sydney Olympics, and his brother is playing here today. Other than that, I haven't run into too many, but people come here all the time to play, and there's lots of classes, adult classes, and things offered here at Laguna, and so lots of good stuff going on for the growth and the popularity of the sport.
Yeah, what do you think it means to keep this tournament going? Because it used to be kind of a riot on Main Beach. Alcohol sponsors, I mean, it was nuts. And now, sure, it's more toned down, but it still is happening, and that's important.
I think it's great for to maintain the roots and the ties to the history of the sport. You're right, it was kind of barely controlled chaos in some of the big tournaments. I got to play this event probably four or five times in the late 70s, early 80s, and people would be climbing up the light posts just to get a better view because it was so hard, so many people packed in, and there were some legendary things happening on these beaches. Eventually, the professional tour, the AVP tour, outgrew. It just got too big for the smaller beach of Laguna. But what I love is that the history and the roots of the game are still being kept alive at the Laguna Beach Open. It started as a tour from Ocean Beach in San Diego in the south to to Santa Cruz in the north. And it's awesome that a lot of those tournaments still exist, even if they're not a part of the, quote, professional tour.
Right. And it still attracts, you know, the same level of players. So that's why it's important we keep it going. So you are, of course, the coach of the women's national team. You guys have the USA Volleyball Cup coming up here July 5th and July 6th.
Yes.
Brazil is the opponent, which is a tough one. So do you want to give us kind of the pre-match synopsis?
Absolutely. We brought a great world number three, Japan, in to Southern California last year, and it was awesome. Most of our USA players, most of our competition takes us everywhere in the world but the USA. And so it was fantastic that USA players got to play on US soil, a lot of them for the first time. In fact, it was overwhelming. We got down to that first event last year at UC San Diego. It was a sellout crowd. Our players pretty much freaked out. They were awful. They didn't know what – they'd never had a sellout crowd cheering for them. They were used to crowds going against them in Brazil, Turkey, Russia, Italy, and other places like that. And eventually we got used to it. And so it was such a success that now we're bringing in world number one Brazil. We'll play on July 5th at UCI's Bren Center and July 6th the next day at USC's Galen Center. And it's going to be fantastic. And our goal is to try to do something special at the Rio, Brazil 2016 Olympics. So we want to play Brazil a lot. Somebody whoever wins that is going to want to go through Brazil to win that Olympics. So this is great preparation for us, and we got a really nice rivalry with them.
How much idea does it give you how well you're going to do in the Olympics at this particular tournament?
Every time we can play Brazil, I think, is a great opportunity for us. It so happens, and we don't shy away from it. We're fine with it, but it so happens that Brazil has ended the USA women's last four Olympic campaigns, Sydney, Athens in 04, Beijing in the final, London in the final. And so I would like nothing better than to get to face Brazil down there. And it is the world number one and the world number two program. So there's nothing not to like about this. It's going to be fantastic for people to see that kind of high-level volleyball, especially with so many boys and girls playing this game. The growth of the game is exploding on the high school, the club, and the college level. And so one of the best ways to learn for lots of players, they say, well, I'm a visual learner. And so they get to learn from the best. And lots of kids coming out to see how the game is played at the very highest levels and get inspired by that, as I was when I came to places like Corona Del Mar and Laguna Beach and Santa Barbara, watching the best in action. I couldn't wait to get out on the court.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit of what people can do today. If you want to swing by the 59th annual Laguna Open here on Main Beach, Karch Karai is here with us. A real pleasure, like we said, to have you here today, man. We really do appreciate you swinging down. And I'm sure you don't mind people coming up to shake your hand or whatever today. Is that all right?
I would love it. I'm having a great time. And I love that number 59 that you're talking about. There is great history here at the Laguna Open and then some of these other Opens, the Santa Barbara Open, where I grew up at East Beach. And of course, some of the most picturesque places in the world to play this game and to watch it being played at a high level. So come on out, people. Enjoy a beautiful summer day.
Cool. Karch Karai here at Main Beach. Thank you again. We are KX 93.5.